Well, let's kick off this second hour by talking some NBA basketball. And to do that, we're joined on the phone by the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, the former Maine Black Bear, Rick Carlisle. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Good to have you back on the show with us. What's going on in Dallas these days?
Getting ready for the draft. Going through a lot of draft workouts with guys in our draft range. And, generally pretty busy time.
Well, absolutely. And some decisions for your team to make, including what to do with Dirk Nowitzki. I know you want him back. What are the plans there?
Well, plans are to get him back, and I think we will. But he will opt out of his contract, which he has said. And, we're a little bit in flux, but we've had this situation the last few summers. But I think we're adding some pieces that are going to be here a long time, and we've just got to continue to build this thing up and rebuild a championship team.
Does Dirk get the respect that he gets for a guy who, if you look at the numbers, has been one of the best players in league history?
Does he get the respect that he gets?
Does he get the respect that he deserves?
Oh, I think he does by people that matter. When you're talking about the real knowledgeable basketball people, he's one of 12 or 13 guys in the history of the game that has been at least a 10-time All-Star, a league MVP, and a Finals MVP. And so, that's very rare company. And he's going to be embarking on 30,000 points probably this coming season, and he's going to have a chance to catch Wilt Chamberlain for fifth all-time in scoring. So, it's pretty amazing. The career that he's had, and the longevity and sustained excellence and all those things. So I couldn't have been more fortunate coming to a situation that had a guy like him who was such a good person and such a great player.
Let's talk a little bit about the playoffs of the series. And the West got a little tighter last night with the win by Golden State. Have you been surprised at all at the way this series has gone?
Well, we played Oklahoma in the first round. And, I thought they were playing well in that round. They played better against San Antonio. Their defense has improved with each series. Physically, they match up well with Golden State, which a lot of teams don't. They have the ability to go small and still hurt Golden State on the boards. Oklahoma was the number one rebounding team in the league last year. And that's, I think for people that aren't, staunch, in the trenches basketball people, I think rebounding is a very undervalued stat because, if you get a shot and miss, a lot of times your best offense can be a missed shot. You get a big monster in there tipping it in or rebounding it and kicking it back out for a three, and that's a huge advantage because at the end of the day, our game – is certainly influenced greatly by talent, but the execution aspect of it is huge. And that is, keeping turnovers down, limiting second chances. And where Oklahoma gets you is they get those two great players with Westbrook and Durant that can really manufacture almost any shot that they want. But if there's a miss, they have the ability to go get it like no other team. So, they're playing great. It's a very interesting game tomorrow night, Golden State coming to OKC, and obviously, everything on the line for Golden State. And, one thing I really respected about them on the one hand was that they really, they went for really true greatness, going for the record for total wins for a season. And now, they basically put it on the line, on the road in one of the most difficult places to play, and they have an opportunity to validate that. But it's been hard playing at Oklahoma all year long, and they've got a big task ahead of them. But they're capable. Their nemesis has been the willy nilly turnovers, and if they keep turnovers down and can rebound with Oklahoma City, they'll have a chance.
Coach, on the other side of things in the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors continue to make it interesting, but it looks like the series is the Cavs to win. Do you think this is the best version or best supporting cast that LeBron has had around him since he's been in the Cavs organization?
Well, he had a great supporting cast last year. They just weren't healthy enough. And I don't think it's changed a whole lot this year, but the thing that's changed is, you know, the health. I mean, you got Irving playing extremely well and healthy. You've got Love playing extremely well and healthy. And, you know, those are two max players. Those are guys that, are difference makers and needle movers. And those guys are extremely difficult to game plan for because Irving can get the ball virtually anywhere on the court off the dribble that he wants. And Love is a great threat from the inside and from the outside. And when they go small and put Love at five, you know, you've got to make some tough choices. If you put a smaller guy on him, I mean, he's going to really hurt you on the boards. If you put a bigger guy on him, you know, you're going to have a hard time finding him in pick and roll. So, you know, they've got some real offensive problems that they present for the opponent.